I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Madison Mercantile. Paul Ramel broadcasting live with Chris Shellstead. Hey, Chris, how's it going today?
Oh, well, Paul, if I could catch my breath, I think I'd tell you things were going great.
You're a busy girl.
Well, it's been one of those days, you know, you think, oh, I think it's going to be a slow Monday, and then poof, everything happens. And that's okay. That's okay. Things are going well.
Yep, that's fair. And you're getting coffee delivered to you.
I know. Kim is awesome. I asked for a cup of coffee, get to warm up my fingers, and here it is. And you are warming your fingers with a Diet Sun Drop.
Yep. Plus, but Kim got me some scones, too.
You know, I made those scones this morning.
I saw that when I was in here this morning.
Yep, we made apple pie scones and cinnamon brown sugar scones, and trying to make some different flavors every couple of days and try some new recipes out. And see if anybody's got some ideas for scones, just let me know.
Well, I got an apple. I just ate the apple, and now I have a cinnamon here for my wife.
Oh, aren't you a nice guy? That's awesome.
I always think of her. So. A lot of things happening this past month. You had a lot of activity here at Madison Mercantile.
We have. You know, I think, you know, just to kind of go backward from here, we had a great group of folks yesterday for Marianne Moen's birthday party. I think there was 100 people here.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Well, that's a big family.
It was a big family, and they had a good time, and this is a great place to do it because kids could run and play, and teenagers could go hide in the corner. And no, it was really, really wonderful to provide that opportunity and that service for such a family that's really given back to the community over their lives.
That's right. I should mention that Madison Mercantile is open for, like, family reunions.
Yep. Class reunions, family reunions. We have birthday parties. We had a birthday party for a young lady that was Harry Potter-themed recently.
Ooh.
That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, just let us know if there's something we can do for your family. We kind of like to get a good notice ahead of time to make sure it happens. But let us know. We're already getting people booking for graduations next year.
Oh. Wow, you got to think ahead, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Right.
And in addition to some of those kind of things, we've had good music. Just this past Saturday, we had a good crowd show up for Clark Moctimus and his son Mason, who were here. Clark is not from the area originally, but he's been coming out here hunting for 40 years, and he's gotten to be well-known in the music community out here. He plays a lot in Java River and Mount Monty and played here, and whenever he plays, there's somebody who'll jump up and join him. Like Dave Roth was up joining, and Darwin Dice from the Ghent, Minnesota area was up there playing, and we just had a really nice crowd. And you know, Saturday night in Madison, there was three or four things going on. There's something here, something at the Prairie Arts Center. There was crowds at the Sticks. Everything was hopping. So it was a good night. He's from Waconia originally, but I think he's got a soft spot for Lac Parle County.
I like to know what the people when they come here, what they think of the Madison Merck.
You know, they usually walk away saying, "Gee, I wish we had one of these in my town." So, and I tell them, "Well, you can just find yourself a building and knock down the barriers and get it done."
But your stage here for them is so intimate. You know, it's a good intimate setting.
Right, up close and personal. So he can have anybody that does music can get up there and really talk to the crowd. So that's a lot of fun. And we've got some other good music. Stay tuned for an ad in the paper soon listing some music we have over the next 6 months.
Nice.
Get that out ahead of time.
And, of course, you're part of our entertainment calendar, and we'll have that on the radio as well. So.
Absolutely. But you know what? We're looking forward to Norse Fest. We're already in that season this week. I don't think we have any lutefisk.
Good.
No lutefisk.
Are you a lutefisk eater?
Been known to be forced to eat a little lutefisk back in the day, but you know, I'm an adult now and I don't have to. So, but I understand that my nephew is going to be in the lutefisk eating contest again. He'll be 5, and there's going to be a 5-year-old and a 100-year-old in the contest this year.
Wow.
So it's going to be a good one to come and see, and there'll be some surprises. Some trivia and things like that happening during the lutefisk eating contest.
And there's still time to sign up, but they can call the radio station for that. So.
Yeah. So, and then just to back it up to Thursday, we're having our pie social to support the, kind of kick off the Norse Fest. We have a pie social here on Thursday from 2:30 to 4.
Okay.
Come on by and have a piece of pie, meet your neighbors. And I'd really like to encourage people, if they have new neighbors, if they know someone new in town, somebody new on their block, grab them for a piece of pie and bring them down and let them know what Norse Fest is all about.
Yep, it's a great celebration.
Yes, it is. And there's the Scandinavian Art Fair, and we're going to have some Scandinavian art here as well. So I'm looking forward to Norse Fest because all my people are around, all those Norwegians.
That's right. Are you all Norwegian or part Norwegian?
Just about all. There's a tiny bit of Swedish that we don't talk about.
Okay.
And then there's a little bit of German that we deny.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, mostly Norwegian, almost about maybe 85%.
All right. All right, what else is happening at Madison Mercantile, Chris?
You know, I was thinking about dogs, Maynard. We had such cute puppies here yesterday. Saturday night there was an adorable little corgi puppy here for the music. And then some mornings I get to have Maynard Meyer's dog here.
Sophie
comes in and she's perfectly behaved, never a problem.
Awesome.
Yeah, and she gets a snack. So I just want to encourage people, if they are coming by for some coffee, we're more than happy to play host to your pup as well.
Yep, it's pet friendly.
Pet friendly. We can get him a pup cup.
What did Sophie have today? Do you remember?
Well, she got some Charlie Bear crackers, and she had a pup cup as well, which I think caused her to maybe have to have a bath afterwards. I don't know, but it was pretty fun.
Cool.
Yeah, so she likes the food here, Sophie does. But, you know, what I really want to highlight today is the fact that we're moving into a whole section of sort of food and farming. It seems weird to talk about farming this time of year, but we're going to be hosting a couple of workshops meant to help producers and people who farm small vegetables and things like that, learn how to do that safely and follow all the regulations. So on November 19th, we have a food regulation class, and that's going to be in the afternoon and into the evening. So look at our Facebook page and our website for that. University of Minnesota Extension is going to help teach that.
So what is that about again?
It's a food regulations class. So Paul, if you decided to start making scones at home,
okay,
what kind of license would you...
To make them at home?
Yeah.
Oh, and then to sell them to the public?
And to sell them to the public, right?
I have no idea.
Right. That's what this class will help people do. If you want to make some kind of from the farm item or some other kind of thing that needs a license, this is a class to learn how to do that and stay within the guidelines. And then on the 20th of December, we're hosting a class about farm food safety. So if you grow carrots or tomatoes or something on the farm, how to do that safely and make sure you can get them to the consumer safely. So I know it's a lot of farmers have just put away their fields and
and
cleaned up their gardens, but now people are stopping and looking forward to see how they can support themselves in the future.
You already have some people that bring their goods here to the Merck. I buy eggs from...
Right, yes. Toad Hill Farm.
Yep.
So we just saw Tobin came through from Toad Hill Farm. She brings us eggs every week, and they're really tasty, really yummy. And
they're organic,
free-range.
Free-range.
Really yummy
fresh
stuff. Fresh eggs. And then we have honey from Weeby Honey out of Dawson. And we have
Sand Hill
Milk. And bring that.
Peter and Brittany?
Yep. You can order from them, and they'll deliver here. And then everybody's been really excited about Ann Fernholz's sourdough bread. Ann, if you're listening, you better make more, because everybody's
loving it. I've
heard a
lot of good things about that, by the way.
Yeah, she's been trying to get here on Thursdays. And I would encourage other folks that want to try to sell their products to talk to us about a space and a time that they can come to the Merck and meet up with customers. We really want to be that connecting point for people.
This morning I bought, I think, Kim... some nuts. Chai, is it called?
Yep, it's a chai spice nuts that she
really
makes.
Really good.
Very tasty. Yeah, she's a great cook. And we each of our baristas are good at something in the baking arena, so we're lucky to have them all.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Paul, we're sitting here at the Your Vote Matters table.
I see. It's all decked out in red, white, and blue.
That's right, because all this last week and then today and tomorrow... We are just going to encourage everybody to get out and vote. It's really important. So last week we had a computer sitting here. You can check your registration status. You can get some information on how to vote. Now, of course, that's closed. Tomorrow you got to show up in person. So everybody, if somebody comes down here with a sticker that says I voted, they'll get 50% off their coffee.
50% off?
Right, with an I voted sticker.
I'm going to go vote in the morning, and I'll be right down.
Okay. That's one per person, Paul.
Okay, that's all right. Did you know it's National Donut Day tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. I don't have any donuts.
National Donut Day tomorrow, celebrating that.
Well, so maybe I need to stay up all night and bake donuts. I don't know if that's going to happen. But
well, that's awful nice of you. 50% off if you come in with your I Vote Red sticker.
That's right. We encourage everybody to get out there and vote. And it's, we're just going to have like a time window where that's going to be valid. So
yep,
we'll put that out on Facebook first thing in the morning.
Okay.
But get out there and vote. And
I like these little stickers, these popsicle stickers.
Yeah,
stickers. So what's it say?
It's a nice little fan that says your vote matters. And stop by and grab one of those if you want to
yep,
encourage other people to vote. And you know what we also posted on Facebook was, if you're stuck at home and you don't have a ride to the polls, let us know. We'll find you a ride. We got a couple volunteers who will help get people to the polls tomorrow.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So, Paul.
What?
What do you have to say?
What do I have to say? I'm going to vote tomorrow.
Okay.
I encourage everyone to vote. And, yeah, it's a big day
tomorrow. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I had the opportunity to go out to the Dawson Boyd High School today
for
a few minutes to talk about career options.
Were you teaching a class?
No. They have a career day, so I went out there and talked to them a little bit about being in the military and then being an entrepreneur. So I just hadn't really been in the Dawson Boyd High School that often, even though my nephew goes to school over there. And that sure is a nice facility. And I just have to, shout out to the teacher, Ms. Knutson, who just had a really great group of kids in there today, and it was a joy to meet them all.
So what did you talk about then? What did you tell the kids?
I told them that don't worry if they change their mind. You know, they might think they know what they want to be today, but it could change tomorrow, and don't worry about it,
Mm-hmm.
Just learn what you can and explore all your options. And things are going to change, right?
Right.
So I love it to look at these little fresh-faced kids and realize that all of them are going to go through all sorts of changes before they decide what they're going to do. Hopefully, some of them will be entrepreneurs like we are at the Merck, like Emma is at Gnometown Grounds in Dawson. So all of our hometowns could use new businesses and fresh ideas. So I really hope some of these kids go off to college and come back and add new life to our communities through entrepreneurship.
That's awesome. I bet you that was a great class to be in today.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot
I've done
of fun.
That,
for sure.
I've done that in the past too. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Who are we featuring in the art? What's that called?
The gallery.
The gallery. Sorry. Yep.
Well, I tell you, we had Halloween stuff in. That's all coming down today, and we're going to hang Scandinavian art. So I put a call out to the community. If you have a beautiful piece at home that you'd love people to see, whether it's Rose Malling or Hardanger or any of these other beautiful Scandinavian arts and crafts, bring it on down. We have a few people bring things, and just share them with your community. There's just a lot of talent out there, and we're hoping to grow some new talent. We have a grant we're waiting to hear about for Rose Malling classes.
Ooh, Rose Malling.
Yes. So if we get that grant, we'll be hosting some pretty sophisticated and pretty great Rose Malling classes. So I'm looking forward to discovering some new Scandinavian artists this week and this weekend who paid in that.
Okay. All right, Chris, when is the Madison Mercantile open?
So we are normally open 7:30 to 5 every day, but we're open later on Tuesdays and Thursdays to 7.
Okay.
And we're looking at changing our hours up a little bit for the winter. Normally, we're open Saturdays 10 to 2. But we think with the longer, colder days, people might need a place to hang out. So on Saturdays, we may stay open till 5.
Okay, sounds great.
Of course, we're always open later if there's music.
Oh, if there's music, always music here.
Sometimes we're open way too late on those nights.
All right, Chris.
Well, Paul, thank you again for everything you do for the Merck. Whether it's buying a latte or coming and chatting with us on Mondays, it's always a joy.
Thank you, my favorite coffee shop.
Ah,
I love it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks, Chris. And that's another Coffee at the Merck here at the Madison Mercantile.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merck.
My life. Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather, brought to you by TAC Computers in Dawson. For sales, service, and consulting, see TAC Computers, downtown Dawson.